Today, at the edge of our hope, at the end of our time, we have chosen not only to believe in ourselves, but in each other. Today, there's not a man or woman in here that shall stand alone. Not today.
Today we face the monsters that are at our door and bring the fight to them. Today we are canceling the apocalypse. The single greatest talk radio host who has ever lived. Well, he might not be that great, but he still reels. And ladies and gentlemen, fellow slaves of the plantation, welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, where the only thing worse than the truth is Vinnie's jokes.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on American Freedom Radio for the listening pleasure of the intelligence agents who kind of really, really have to sit there and actually listen to everybody who hates them, all right, for a job. Imagine sitting there listening to everybody who hates you and criticizes you and tells you you're a bad guy and that kind of thing, as opposed to just somebody like me. It tells you that if you're in the service of evil, they're going to kill you as soon as they're successful in their big takeover and your family. Why? Because you're the only ones who can actually stop them. Ergo, what you should be doing is perhaps quitting your job, like a lot of agents have, and go public with what it is you know, so that their agenda grinds to a halt, because they can't get away with anything unless it's secret, unless they're unaccountable. And that's your job, really, isn't it? You said, Mr. Intelligence Agent, oh, I'm here to serve the people and blah, 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 blah. Now's your chance. You're going to put yourself on the line to actually do it, as opposed to serving ruthless criminal sociopathic scumbaggery who are just going to destroy everything, including you and your family. Good call. My very special guest joining me today is Jay Parker, and we're going to be talking about the dark occult. Holographic consciousness, the collective subconscious. All right. Now, you may find this a little bit strange, those of you who are, to use the term politely, uninitiated. But I can assure you that a lot of the things that you do not understand in life are indeed the most important things you should have learned earlier on in life. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hi, Vinny. It's good to be here again. It's been a long time.
It has been, has been.
About
it was,
2 years.
It was Mark Passio that introduced me to you, and it only just hit me like right then. It's like, Jay Parker, how do I know that? Have I interviewed him before? I think I have. What have I interviewed him about? Ah, he's a man who's actually undergone real Illuminati abuse. Like people use that term loosely, but I use it at this point literally, being part of an Illuminati family and going through all these scary, horrific, life-damaging rituals. And this is one of my pet topics, actually, Jay. The people who have been hurt in this world by those who do the hurting and have survived to tell the tale.
Well, I mean, there's people like Fiona Barrett, Kathy O'Brien, who wrote Transformation of America. Fritz Springmeier has done a lot of research into the traumatic abuse and MK Ultra. I've done quite a bit of research, and I've told my tale of being in a MK Ultra village in Delaware, protected by the government. And basically, if you're a pedophile in the south eastern Pennsylvania and in the 60s and 50s, and you got arrested for pedophilia, that would say, well, I'll tell you, you could avoid jail, just move to Arden and join the MK Ultra CIA Monarch program with your beautiful children, and everything will be fine. And Arden was a working class satanic village. Mark Passio and I keep telling people that just like there's 12% of America is fundamentalist Christians that go to church three times a week, very dedicated. There's a lot more holiday Christians, but 12% is known to be hardcore Christians. Well, my mother told me in 1963 that 12% of America was generational Illuminati Satanists. And that means that right now there's around 40 million brainwashed, possessed, pedophile Illuminati Satanists in America. And Stuart Swerdlow says it's actually 15%, maybe more. But in 63, my mother said it was 12%. So that's roughly, we've got 40 million dark occult. And Trump is going to supposedly end 13,000 years of royal oligarch corporate Roman Vatican Queen of England, you know what I'm saying, rule in the on this planet. He's going to come in. God Emperor Trump is going to put down Serco. He's going to put down the CIA. He's going to put down the criminal cabals that have been looting this planet for 13,000 years since the cataclysm of 9600. Well,
sorry, the cataclysm of 9600. You'll have to refresh me on that one.
Well, in 9600 BC, there was a 1500 to 2000 year period where we were getting hit by asteroids, comets. The planet was basically, we lost the Atlantean Pyramid Society, and the whole planet went into shock, and that's when the dark occultists said, well, everybody's in shock, because the entire planet was destroyed by the quote-unquote Noah's Flood. If you look at the, you know, American continental shelf, that used to be all above ground. It used to be populated. That's why you had the Bimini Road. That's why you have underground pyramids, underwater pyramids near Cuba. I mean, there's the whole civilization. And look at Dwarka. Got inundated in the Indian Ocean near the northwestern edge of Pakistan, where Pakistan and India meet. There's an entire underwater civilization there. Used to be called the City of Krishna.
You're talking about the worldwide destruction of the Earth, traumatizing the entire human race, and then the people who were the smartest, or would I say the most evil, said, hey, everybody's traumatized. If I offer to save them and promote order, they'll freaking devote themselves to me, and I'll rule humanity forever! And that's exactly what happened. You know, like, I
know it sounds a little ludicrous, but actually, if you study the true history, Vinny, that's exactly what happened. Mark Passio talks about this in some of his podcasts, and I talk about it on my radio show, that basically we have got to take back the occulted knowledge. Occulted knowledge is hidden knowledge. That's all it means, occult, is hidden. And we have to take back the knowledge of know thyself, physiologically, spiritually, and psychologically. And because of the internet, many people are learning things by Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Kevin Trudeau, Michael Zarian, Jordan Maxwell. I mean, the list of scholars that are out there today on the web for free on YouTube. You have the Library of Alexandria laid at your feet. If you want to remain ignorant, well, it's a choice. It's your decision. But let me tell you, ignorant people make bad decisions. And we're running out of time, and the human race needs to make some good decisions. Like whether we're going to follow the Luciferians into the microchipped hell of transhumanism and extermination, basically. What they're talking about, of course, you've looked at some of this stuff with the transhumanism. and the microchipping and the implants and the nanotech. They basically want to take the human being as we know it today, this feeling, loving, sentient being, and turn them into a robot.
Okay, so let me just explain that to the audience a little bit. So everything that you got on you right now is probably a cell phone or some Wi-Fi router or a laptop or some crap like that. Okay, now that's already controlling you to a large degree just because you're using it for everything. So as soon as the power goes out or the service goes out, you're back to nothing. We experienced that in Auckland recently with these massive power cuts across the city due to a huge storm. Now, after that happens, you've also got the geoengineering programs, which are putting particulate matter into the atmosphere, highly radioactive substances like barium and strontium and things of this nature. But there's also nanotech particles in there, self-replicating nanotech particles. So they can come into your body through your airways, and they will actually start to replicate themselves throughout your body. Some people, they don't take properly, and they start having these little spindly things growing out of their skin. It's called Morgellons disease, right? Doctors deny that it exists, even when they're treating patients for it. Now, what happens there is you're actually growing an artificial network, an artificial nervous system throughout your body. This nanotech nervous system is replicating throughout your body, probably as we speak, ladies and gentlemen, and they can receive radio signals. One day, they can flip a switch, and you won't be you anymore. That's
the goal. Well, sounds
like
a good plan to me.
I mean, give the devil his due. They've really thought this one out. What they and the reason why they need to do this is because they're essentially inbred psychopaths, okay? So they've got inherent insanity, and their psychopathy makes them hate everything that isn't like them. Okay, so that means everything that's human, everything that's good in this world, they hate and want to essentially eliminate because it's a threat to their existence. And what they need essentially is an entire society technologically enslaved to them, not physically, but with guns and not mentally, just with mind control and things like that. Sure, they're using those now. But if you're technologically enslaved, then there will be nothing anybody in the entire human race could ever do to resist these people ever again. That's coming up, ladies and gentlemen, within the next 10 to 20 years, okay? Your children that are growing up today will either be enslaved or exterminated if you don't act now. Like, I can't actually make it any clearer than that. That's the importance of the situation. That's the topic that we're talking about here.
Absolutely. 5G started as a weapon system. So if 5G gets online, I mean, right now, as you know, Vinny, because you've looked into the information, these cell towers of the 4G variety are running at 10 to 15% of capacity. As we breathe in the spray from geoengineering and all of the bacteriologicals and nanoparticulates that cause Morgellons and other problems for people, we're in deep doo-doo, and if we don't wake up, and we are waking up, as I say, it's quality above quantity at this point. If we wake up to who we really are, we broadcast into the field subconsciously 44 million bits of information, and if you break free of the mind control and out of the matrix, well then, it's a complete win-win situation. And
go ahead.
I'm just saying that people that are in the dark occult, the 12 to 15% worldwide that are dark occult, are in the R complex. They are not holistic thinkers. They do not use the limbic system of emotion and the neocortex of creative thought properly, because they all go through satanic ritual abuse, which puts you into the R complex, and you literally live your life off of the downloaded torture computer program that was installed into you when you were in the programmable state from 1 to 6, 7 years old, when you have two brainwave patterns. Once you get your third brainwave pattern, you can differentiate knowledge coming in. and decide what you want to believe. But up until 7 years old, possibly, everything coming at you is the voice of God, which makes up the Word of God in your subconscious. And Dr. Bruce Lipton, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and myself and other people are talking about the programmable state and the importance in this construct. What you have in your subconscious makes up your life. Now, my mother said to me the most important thing to the Illuminati is the collective subconscious. Many physicists like Stephen Hawking said that the universe is mental. Well, if the universe is mental and it's all our perception and observation collapsing the wave, okay, and forming reality through our conscious thoughts and feelings, if this is true, which it is, because experiments have done that consciousness affects matter, and then when you have 7.5 billion people that broadcast 44 million bits of information a second, oh, you got more than enough bits of information to make a beautiful holodeck, don't you?
Hmm. And I want to define this for people. So it's consciousness, it's Bruce Lipton, and the double slit experiment. So just to explain the double slit experiment for you, ladies and gentlemen, they had these two slits in a piece of wall, right, at the end of a hallway. And they had a little electron gun, and they would shoot electrons through those holes, okay? And behind the holes, there was like a little bit of tin foil so that you'd be able to see what pattern that they followed when they shot through. So first thing that they did is they didn't observe exactly as the electrons were passing through the hole. And what happened was those electrons, instead of going kabang, kabang, kabang like a bullet, they went like a wave pattern and marked that on the back wall. And they were like, whoa, that's really interesting. Let's see how that happens. So they put an observer directly close to the holes. They'll be able to see it going through. And then they did the experiment again, and then all of a sudden, bang, 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 like bullets. And they're like, how did that happen? And it's because matter has consciousness. It knew it was being watched, so it behaved how the people expected it to behave. When you leave things alone, when you're not watching, that's when the magic happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you've got conscious beings from a rock to Donald Trump, arguably have the same level of consciousness. But the thing is, if you've got that idea in your head, that means that you can actually affect matter with your mind, what you do and don't observe, that changes the entire fabric of reality for you, because it means that not only what it is that you do creates something, you know, like I'm spending time on this or whatever, but also what you're thinking can create things outside of what you're looking at. Bruce Lipton found out that when we're up to the age of about 7 years old, or it might have been in utero, but we have this brainwave state called theta waves. Now, these are identical brainwaves to hypnosis, which means that for a long period of time, a child is under utter hypnosis. Their brain waves don't change. And what that allows it to do is to completely copy all the behaviors of its environment around it. Now, when that happens, by the age of about 7, that's when your neural pathways fuse. If you've had sexual abuse, sociopathic parents or something of that nature, your neural pathways are going to fuse to copy their behavioral patterns, and you'll have to live with that pretty much your entire life. However, Bruce Lipton has also found that within 8 hours of meditation, you can change gene expression. That means you can change how your genes work just by thinking about it enough, right? Now, the three brains that we've got here, ladies and gentlemen, and this is how the development really gets interesting. To control you living or dying, we've got a reptile brain, all right? It's embedded right down at the bottom of your cortex, and it seems to obsess with things like territory and dominance and sex and power. Money, things like this. You've got a second brain, which is your mammalian brain, slightly more evolved, and it cares about things around you to do with other organisms. It allows you to bond with people. It allows you to interpret emotion. It allows you to interpret what people are thinking, feeling, saying, and that kind of thing while you're talking with them. And the top part of the brain, the most evolved part of our brain, is the primate brain. Now, what that does is it analyzes things. So your normal brain function is supposed to go 1, 2, 3. I see something, analyze it, then I feel something about it, and then I react to it. Primate, mammal, and then your reptile brain responds. What happens with psychopaths is they have a malfunction whereby they see something, react to it. They see something, react to it. Okay, because they've got a disabled primate cortex. They've got a disabled mammalian brain. So their social awareness, and indeed in a lot of cases, their intellectual awareness and capability of even learning new things is severely weakened, if not completely and utterly disabled, depending on how traumatized at an early age that person was. So when you see people doing these psychopathic, incredibly scary things that you can't even rationalize inside your head, it's because you've got those two parts of your brain still working, and that person doesn't. Make a whole lot of sense, folks?
Well, you did that excellently. That really summed it up well. All I can say is the temples in the pre-Christian world, in the Mediterranean, for instance, were learning centers, and the Gnostics ran them, and there was all kinds of different cults, but essentially, many of them, like Attis and Mithra, were based around a savior dying and being resurrected, and that all your sins were forgiven, and because you were forgiven by the ultimate spirit of the creator, you should walk in accordance with natural law and justice and be a son or daughter of God, not a heathen, not a bastard. And very popular were these mystery schools that were closed and shut down. The Gnostics were killed when the Catholic Church became the ruling political church after Constantine's Council of Nicaea, where they rewrote the Christian dogma, threw out 35 books of canon, and the emperor rewrote the Word of God, which, you know,
he did that in the second week.
You gotta have some large kahunas to edit God's word, don't you?
Well, it was interesting because at the Council of Nicaea, it took place over 2 weeks. And on the first week, the emperor goes, "Hey, everybody, you have to agree that Jesus was a god." And everybody goes, "All right, all right." And then the second week, he goes, "All right, everybody, now you have to agree that I'm a god." And it was early propaganda, like how propaganda works is you come in with the direct opposite impression of what you actually plan to achieve. He wanted to do something really nasty, so he did it at a place called Nicaea.
Well, there you go. You know, always put a label that's the exact opposite of what you're going to do if you're a psychopathic ruler. Obamacare, it's for your health. No, it's for the health care providers to rip you off. In fact, you know, the first year of Obamacare, Vinny, what was it? The insurance companies, their profits rose by 45%?
At least.
Yeah, it's just crazy. But I see hope with God Emperor Trump, because Trump is nothing. Forget about, you know, you look at presidents all throughout history. They always had people behind them. There's always people behind the throne with the big stick, with the power, the real power, which is corporate, which is banking, which is armaments. That's where the real power lies. Now, supposedly, there's been a coup d'etat in the military, and they want to get rid of the Illuminati control of America and the world because of this insane Georgia Guidestones religion that these people are following, which calls for the extermination of 90% of the human race. I mean, they want to take the world population down to 500 million people. It's carved in granite in Georgia. It's called the Georgia Guidestones. Go look at it. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's what they intend to do. And we're in crunch time. In the next 5 years, if we don't get the deep state and Serco and the crown agents out of American political process and shut the cell tower poisoning down, stop the chemtrailing, stop the fluoride, stop the vaccination, because all of these are eugenics programs. They're slow, soft kill. And while you're being killed by the GMO in your food, oh, you'll go to the doctors, the Rockefeller medical establishment, and you'll pay them every last cent you have to stay alive. It's a wonderful system. Well, why kill the cattle when you can actually slowly bleed them to death? And now, that's where they're coming from.
Well, it's absolutely true. I mean, even the statistics, the open public statistics reflect that fact that the medical system in America, the American Medical Association, admits that it is the leading cause of death in America. The number one cause of unnatural death is suicide. A third of Americans are on antidepressant drugs, of which one of the chief side effects is, you guessed it, suicide. So put the dots together and you think to yourself, hey, wait a second. Are you telling me that almost everybody with any kind of authority and large amount of funding behind me is just telling me the exact opposite of what they are actually doing just so that I'll believe them and they'll be able to screw me and everybody else? Yes, it's exactly what I'm saying. And this is what happens every day. Right? It's just the frustration that people feel when they wake up to this, okay? It's everybody talks about awakening as if it's like, I'm so awakened now. No, it's going to hurt. It's going to really, really mess with your fucking face. There's so many horrible things that you have to learn about before you can classify yourself as awake, in my opinion. The more horrible things you know, the more awake you are. And that's what awakening is, ladies and gentlemen. Learning about things that you are afraid of, despite the fact that you're afraid of them. Because if you do things, even though you're afraid of them, you become braver. And your bravery is the thing that is absolutely necessary when it comes to overthrowing scumbaggery. All right? That's all you need. And that's why they try to keep us afraid of everything, including our own potential. Because once we're brave enough to realize that, hey, I'm not made of glass, I can take a hit or two. I'm not completely weak, I can stay up extra late working on something if I have to. Then, mate, you become a dangerous person to the establishment because you've got potential, you've got energy, you've got power. If, on the other hand, you think to yourself, oh, my life should be better than this. I should be bigger. I should be more respected for what it is that I do. That's called narcissism, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of narcissists suffer from depression. Why? Because they're not fulfilling their potential and they know it. But they don't want to go and bust their ass and fulfill their potential because they're too busy being depressed. You see how that works? And I think to a large degree, many of us in a broader sense of society in general is developing even more narcissistic tendencies as society progresses, or rather devolves, as it were. And as a direct result, the study of narcissism, psychopathy, and complex post-traumatic stress disorder, all of which share many, many symptoms, are probably the most essential first stop in learning what's going on, because it tells you what's been happening to you, how you've been thinking, and why you've been made to think this way. It's only once you know what's wrong with you that you can begin to do anything about it.
Well, I'm amazed that today there are people like Dr. Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza talking about energy psychology like EFT, which I've used very much to deprogram from the ritual abuse mind control programming. EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, allows you to go into your subconscious and rewrite the program and to change the energy pathways in your synaptic pathways. So it's amazing. And now there's new quantum repatterning EFT where you actually go back to the child that is being abused and tap for that child. And I'm just learning about this now, but I did it last week for the first time, and I actually, Vinny, felt the terror and pain of the ritual I was tapping on, which I went back to look at. It was almost like the shock of my life. And what they're saying is holographically, everything you've ever experienced still exists in the energetic universe. And if that's the case, then we need to go back and heal from the trauma in our life. And energy psychology of Psyche, EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, Tap and Breathe, MDR, Swaying. There's all kinds of subconscious repatterning modalities coming out now, which are taking psychiatry and psychology that comes from the establishment and throwing it in the trash. People are taking back their power and becoming their own doctors, their own healers, their own high priests. It doesn't mean they're not respecting the source spirit of life and saying, I will be God with all this knowledge. I know everything that Michael Tsarion knows. I'm great. No, it's about simply turning off the TV and becoming a conscious being, an aware being of all the good and all the bad. We're here for a lesson. And if you don't like God's school, well, I'm sorry about that. But I tell you, this is God's school. You know, Jesus Christ said, know you not that you are God's? If you're a co-creator with the morphogenic field, there's no one to blame for your life but you. When you realize by studying Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza's work on human subconscious programming, you realize you got nobody but yourself to blame. And Mark Passio talks about this quite a bit. It's all about discipline. It's all about self-control, self-responsibility. And when Brad Yates, a famous EFT counselor, on all his videos, he'll tap, when he starts tapping, he goes, taking full responsibility for everything in my life. Well, that's an anathema to the communists and the control freaks, because we love to point fingers. We love to blame other people for our situation. But in the West, we are free enough, and there's enough information that we can make our own lives if we get off the couch. Turn the TV off. I mean, really, put it down. It's bad for you. It's really bad subconsciously.
I also tell the listeners as well that if you've gotten to the point where you've had some important realization in your own life and you're starting to work on some kind of project that's making the world a better place, switch off the Vinny Eastwood show, because it's just distracting you from doing what you're supposed to be doing. And likewise goes for every other talk radio show host, every form of entertainment that you've got in your life. If you can do something better in your life than being entertained or being slightly more informed again and again and again, there's a lot of people out there who just listen to show after show after show after show, and it has not affected them sufficiently yet for them to decide, this is not worth my time anymore. I've got more important things to be doing. And, you know, on the same token, I've got a lot of listeners who still continue to donate and have been donating for years without watching a single episode because they're doing exactly what they should be doing. And they apologize to me for doing it. Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't listened to your show in a couple of years, Vinny, because I've been doing really important stuff for humanity. And I go, no, don't say sorry. I say thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing in the Truth and Freedom Movement just how many people are jealous of successful people and No, there's no place for bitterness in this world. You make your own bed. And if I can say that, coming out of 7 years of electroshock, car battery, torture, blood ritual, you can too. It's called reality. It's your bed. You made it. You lie in it. And I know it's really tough to say, but I've done years of EFT. I've got years of EFT to do. I mean, we're talking about a very complex mind control programming in MK Ultra. It's taken them thousands of years to develop the mind control programming that the dark occult use on their family. I mean, it started pre-Atlantean. I mean, my father called himself an Atlantean warlock on many occasions, Vinny. So we're talking pre-10,000 B.C.
Mm. And when people hear the words Atlantean warlock, there's a certain section of society that just burst out laughing. Ha, 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 right. You don't know what's going on, do you, folks? There are people in this world who do not think like you, who do not believe things like you believe, and you wouldn't believe what they believe. But just because you don't believe what they do doesn't mean that they're not willing to act upon those beliefs, okay? You got people now that are coming up, a white woman who got a tan comes out and now says that she identifies as African American. I'm not kidding. It was on the news recently. She got a tan and decided she was African American. She self-identified as that. We've got personality disorders all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. There is something deeply wrong with us. And half the time when we're laughing at things, it's because we're very uncomfortable that what we're laughing at might be true. Well, and that's why I laugh at pretty much everything, Vinny. Because I know that I'm very uncomfortable with how things are. That's why I laugh at everything.
We have 52 genders. I mean, it's ridiculous. All I can say is Tavistock Institute on Human Relations. There was a great book written by Dr. John Coleman. It's out of print now, I believe, but there's a new book on Tavistock Institute on Human Relations written by Daniel Estulin. And if you don't know about Tavistock Institute, they gave you the Beatles, the Rolling Stones. They've been in the forefront of every cultural pop manipulation when it comes to movies, television, music, for the last 50, 60 years. You really need to take a look at that information. But as when Sophia, the first robot given citizenship by the Saudi Arabian government, was interviewed for the first time by the International Press Corps, one of the first things Sophia said was, "You are a very programmable species." Now, if the programming in the developmental state known by physiologists as the programmable state where you're in, as Dr. Bruce Lipton says, a hypnagogic state where you have delta and theta brainwaves and nothing else. So you take in all this information like it's the word of God, and it runs 95% of your adult life. So if you don't like the programming, the habits in your life, you need to learn energy psychology like EFT and do some work on yourself. But change is in your court. You don't have to spend 10 years going to a psychologist or psychiatrist. You can learn energy psychology. You can learn what Mark Passio is teaching. You can learn what David Icke is teaching. And you can become aware of all the good in the world and all the bad, because it's not about gargling with sewage. That's not being awake. It's about taking knowledge and taking a stand for your species, for the good, for what is true. And truth is subjective. Truth is solid. Truth doesn't move. This whole thing about man decides what is true and what is not. Mm-mm. Look into Mark Passio's work on natural law. You'll realize that's a fallacy. Man does not understand truth. And there's enough ancient philosophy out there where you can develop a good understanding of natural law. Basically, it's the do no harm principle. Okay? You're basically not supposed to mess with somebody unless they mess with you. It's called the non-aggression principle. It's called the way to live. But if you look at all these people with badges, all these people that are making laws and saying this is reality. We have a law where cannabis is illegal all over the world. It's the most healing medicinal plant that could readily be manufactured and distributed. It has a 95% cure rate for stage 4 cancer, and it would cost $100 a treatment for cancer instead of the big pharma $150,000, and you have a 3% chance of living. It's crazy what's going on. But the internet has made millions of people aware of both the good and evil in the world, and we truly are in the state of revolution across the world. Make no mistake about when Hungary rejected the EU in that vote about a month ago, I guess it was. It was the same as the Brexit vote. It was the same as the vote for Trump. The natives, the victims of this corrupt system, see the end game of the billionaires and trillionaires that they want to kill us all and seize the planet for themselves in a sick transhumanist agenda, which is written about in all the white papers. Now, people in the CIA, people in the DOD, read the white papers over the last 20 years by the Trilateralist Commission, by these think tank billionaires and millionaires, you know, and it was the extermination of human beings as we know it. So we have supposedly the white hats. Trump is supposedly the puppet, the figurehead of this counter-revolution against the deep state. And we shall see in the next month or two whether it's going to happen or not.
What was interesting is that I did not cover the Trump election during my broadcast the whole time it was going on. American elections are an incredibly stressful period, and frankly, I didn't want to start drinking tequila on a daily basis in order to deal with it. So I was just like, nah. Once he's elected, then I'll do my research on him. After 30 minutes of research, after looking through a list of the people he appointed to his cabinet, there is nothing but dark occultists that he appointed to his cabinet. Dark occultists. Absolutely. And Israeli spies, basically. And it was just like, well, hold on a second here. There's no way that what this guy's doing is genuine. And then when Alex Jones comes out and pledges full support to him and that kind of thing, I was just like, he's got no credibility anymore. And it's like an entire wave. Now, what happens after people have been living under really oppressive, terrible, inefficient government for a long time, is they will traditionally look for a person, specifically one person, usually a man, to lead them out of it. And they place their faith and their hope in that person. And that person, every single time, not almost every single time, but every single time, winds up turning the country into some kind of dictatorship. And then eventually, after a generation or three, people overthrow said dictatorship and become free again before they get taken over again after collapsing into licentiousness, which basically means, hey, we've got things so good and we're having such a fun time and there's so much abundant resources and life is so freaking easy that we've lost our passion for it now. You know, let's just sit back and, oh, that guy's a really good chef. Let's find out the best way to live life. Let's think about the best food, the best fashion, the best music, the best movies, the best this, that, or the other. And whilst that entire population is figuring out how to live life the best while distracting themselves from life, they wind up destroying their own society, consuming all its resources, and then the rest of us, just like elk when they become far too numerous in population, they eat all the food, most of them die, and only a few survive. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're heading towards. I don't know how many times I need to hear it, or how many times other people need to hear it before they get it through their minds. Statistically speaking, it's seven. Seven different people at seven different times in your life telling you the exact same thing that's completely contrary to your belief. Then you'll consider changing them, but not before then. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going out there and telling people about the New World Order and the Illuminati and the scumbaggery and all of these kind of things about vaccines and fluoride and chemtrails and all of that kind of stuff, and people don't believe you, even though you've got evidence, don't worry. All you needed to do was say something once. You never have to bring it up again, but you have a responsibility to say it just the once. They won't believe you, overwhelmingly. And even if they do, you wouldn't really be able to explain it to them. Imagine somebody's on the cusp of waking up and you suddenly start hitting them with all of the darkest stuff in the world before they've even been prepared for it. You get what's akin to an overdose. And in fact, I heard an interesting factoid. I love interesting factoids, don't you, Jay? The other day about overdosing on drugs. And it turns out that it ain't the drugs, overwhelmingly, that kill people. It's the people in shock. They suddenly get exposed to a completely different reality that's totally outside their perception zone. They go into shock, their body shuts down, and they die. That's what the overdose is actually caused by. See? Interesting, isn't it? It means, ladies and gentlemen, that if you're open, I mean, imagine how open Keith Richards is. He's done every, I mean, there aren't any drugs left. He took them all. The rest of us are going to have to smoke his ashes. Now, we've got this problem here with the management of perception and what people find this. That was what I was trying to think about. Empowering versus disempowering information. Mm-hmm. That's the inherent difference that Dr. Bruce Lipton clicked me onto. And in fact, it's funny you should mention him, Jay, because recently did a video with him on my channel, and it was one of the most enlightening things we were doing. And this point came up where he talked about the sort of information we're ingesting. And have a look at it in a very black and white way, ladies and gentlemen. Is this information empowering, or is this information disempowering? Okay, so you look at the news. Blah, 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 Syria is getting bombed. Empowering, disempowering? Oh, yeah, that's disempowering. Okay, stop focusing your attention on that. Blah, 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 Trump's going to solve everything for us. Empowering or disempowering? You know? See, if you make that conscious decision to really try to consume things that really empower you, you're going to be given power and you can do something with it. If you focus on the things that are disempowering, it's going to sap it from you and give it to the people who are trying to disempower you so they can convince more people that to be disempowered. You see how that works? It's a perfect cycle. Break it! Break it!
Well, I think understanding coherent energy. When a lot of people get together, they form what's known as a mastermind in the collective consciousness, and they form coherent heart-mind energy, which affects the morphogenic field. That's why we have a mockingbird media all over the world that puppets what the dark occult masters want people to think. It's all BS. In fact, the Syria false flag chemical attack that happened in Douma is a classic example of how practically every war since the time of Napoleon has been engineered by the Rothschild Vatican pharaonic cult of Aton. And, you know, if you take a look And I just want to mention this because it's such an amazing thing. If you take a look at a picture of the old Jewish cemetery in Bern, Switzerland, okay? And you can probably Google and Google images and go old Jewish cemetery, Bern, Switzerland. One of the oldest cemeteries in Switzerland for Jews. All, practically 75-80% of the graves have obelisks on top of them. Not Star Davids carved in simple tombstones, but obelisks from Egypt. Why is that? Could it be that they're actually pharaonic, Freemasonic, Hissok?
Well, it was the other way around, as far as I know, because a guy who was very well versed in the Jewish Kabbalah started looking into the beliefs of Freemasonry as they stand today, and he said that they're completely identical. Not partially identical, but completely. That Freemasonry is the Jewish Kabbalah. And that's what these people are trying to work towards. And it's been said and talked about a lot lately, the Learned Elders of Zion and stuff like that, and I haven't read it. But the basic, the Jewish conspiracy to take over the earth and stuff like that. And you go,
they're about as Jewish as my left foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and they're not Jewish at all. They are the cult of Aton. They have a starting date. They have a history. It can be known by their symbolism and by everything. They're you know, they started in Babylon and probably before that. And when I talk about Atlantis as being real, if you go into the ancient history of just take a look at the Pyramid of Cheops. All the limestone of the Pyramid of Cheops is man-made. It's artificial limestone. Who did that? Why is the Pyramid of Cheops got five ball and socket joints underneath it? Okay? A round ball attached to the pyramid in every corner and the center. So it sits in a cup so that it can freely vibrate. Okay? Really? What were they doing there? Making a giant microwave machine? You know, look at Christopher Dunn's book, Giza Power Plant. Look at the work of Joseph Farrell, Giza Death Star. If you were to get something that size and start to make microwaves out of a pyramid that size, could you destroy a planet? Have we destroyed planets in our solar system previously? According to scientists, that's where the asteroid belt came from. So what I'm saying is the history is a lot older. The history is a lot more developed. There are ancient pyramids all over the world. There was an ancient pyramid civilization. Okay, so they were manipulating the morphogenic energy field that we exist in. It's to the 29th power of density. What you're putting your hand through right now is to the 29 zeros of density. Really? I must be Superman. Well, in a way you are. But I have to say, the information by Joe Dispenza, the information by Mark Passio and Bruce Lipton, if you study that and study energy psychology, you're going to know more of occulted knowledge that's been known by anyone except the highest adepts of the occult, dark occult, for the last 13,000 years. The truth is on the web. To be ignorant is a choice. But to get on the center path, to get on the path of knowledge growth and action growth, it's just the best. It's what life is all about. It's what you were built for.
Indeed. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after the break. Remember to donate to Vinnie Eastwood, the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com and patreon.com/ Vinnie Eastwood. We'll be right back, folks. Don't you go anywhere.
Institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our stringent quality controls and absolute zero GMOs plus testing for heavy metals makes us unique in the storable foods market. Our line of fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Take out the amount you need and reseal the package for use within the next 6 months. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's www.simplycleanfoods.net today.
American Survival Wholesale is a proud sponsor of the American Freedom Radio. And when you purchase quality products from AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, you help support this program. Our quality non-GMO foods do not contain MSG, high fructose corn syrup, or heavy metals. At American Survival Wholesale, you can choose from over 8,000 quality products, including self-defense weapons, bug-out bags, and long-term storable food at wholesale prices. We also have custom food packs available, including gluten-free, dairy-free, and vegetarian packs. If we don't have it, you don't need it. American Survival Wholesale is a veteran-owned and operated company, which also supports our veterans in need, and we are very active in disaster relief. If you would like to become a distributor, please email us at bugoutamerica@usa.com or call 818-720-0759. We offer free consultations to answer all your questions. Do it today while things are calm. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Nicotine, alcohol, good drugs. Coincidentally, tax drugs. Ooh, how does this work? Thank God they're taxing alcohol, man. It means we got those good roads we can drive on. Because I'll tell you something, I'll be honest, man. If I were going to legalize a drug, it sure wouldn't have been alcohol. Sorry, there's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. Pot is a better drug than alcohol. Fact. Fact. Stop your internal dialogue. But Bill, alcohol's... Shut up! You're wrong. Get over it. I'll prove it to you, man. You're at a ball game or a concert and someone's really violent and aggressive and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot? They're drunk. I have never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is impossible. Hey, buddy. Hey, what? Hey, hey. End of argument.
What has American Freedom Radio ever done for us?
Provide us for free education?
Well, that's obviously effective, but apart from reversing the dumbing down of America...
All the information they provide is free?
What about the free podium for broadcast activists to speak from, man?
Exploiting commonplace corruption?
They help vulnerable people who don't have a voice?
Bringing light to important information nobody else does. Or they never censor, hung up, or cut off their guests?
Well, that's no fun, is it?
Oh, they created a fantastic alternative media source during an era of bad, manipulative, and infiltrated mainstream and alternative media shills and scum.
Okay, well, apart from the free education, free information, free podium for broadcast activists to speak from, exposing commonplace corruption, helping vulnerable people without a voice, bringing light to important information nobody else does, and creating a fantastic commercial-free alternative media source in a sea of bad, manipulative mainstream and alternative media shills and scum, what has American Freedom Radio ever done for us?
Donate to American Freedom Radio today.
Launch sequence initiated.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Ready to go. The all out. Hang on. Control is good. Fire. Right. Counting. 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about that fast dead. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older, all this time I was finding myself enough.
Levity is good. It relieves tension and the fear of death.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Clint Eastwood Show. And I do want to remind people that this is a listener-supported show and pretty much everything's up for free apart from the stuff that people don't want you to see, including people that come on this very show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. There is an unlisted playlist of, I think, 115 videos or more of people who have come on the show or I've interviewed privately or something like that who didn't want those videos released to the public but are okay with just a few subscribers viewing them. That's one of the benefits you get if you donate to the Vinnie Eastwood Show through Patreon. And if you have donated through other means, KiwiBank or PayPal on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, flick us an email, and I will send you all those links right away, including the Secret Vinnie Eastwood Show Facebook group, where you'll get all those new videos as they come up before anybody else, as well as access, of course, to that unlisted playlist. That's enough time for self-promotion. Welcome back to my very special guest, Jay Parker. Jay, you've got a website too. This show is kind of like a bathtub, doesn't work without a plug.
Well, I have a website and I do a radio program. Basically, it's every Thursday night at 10 p.m. to midnight on Revolution Radio. And it's called The Center Path. And the next week I do Matrix Warriors. So Center Path is about consciousness issues and self-examination, growth, and responsibility. And then Matrix Warriors, I interview or attempt to interview or talk about more political activism issues. On this week's show, I have Laura Eisenhower on Matrix Warriors. Basically, tomorrow night I'll be talking to Laura, probably one of the last honest UFO people out there. I mean, most people don't know about this. But the UFO community has been co-opted by the deep state and taken over. I don't want to really get into the issues, but Patty Greer is somebody you have to seek out on YouTube. She does the crop circle videos. I mean, most people don't know about this. What is that?
I've interviewed Patty Greer, actually, and if you, ladies and gentlemen, if you Google Patty Greer, Vinnie Eastwood, it should come up with the actual interview. So it's a coincidence. In fact, a lot of the people you've been mentioning I have done interviews with as well. But anyway, Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know. There was a buzz? Buzz.
There is a buzz. It might just be on your side. If you just pull Yankee headphones out and then just plug them straight back in, it usually solves problems of that nature. And I was also thinking about the – yeah, that's beautiful. Is it okay for you?
We're having fun. I think it's all right.
Yeah.
Are we back? Okay.
Yeah. On that point, though, about just – having fun.
Let me have fun.
it was the first thing that I actually got told by the owner of this network, Danny Romero. It's when you're on air, have fun. If you're having fun, the audience is having fun, and everybody benefits essentially. And it occurred to me how far away from reality that really is, because I remember another job that I had as a security guard, and surprisingly enough, first thing on the list of job qualifications of what you're supposed to be doing with this job is you're supposed to be helping people and making sure that everybody's having a good time. Right? Essentially, that's actually what the inherent job of a bouncer is. If somebody's there doing bad stuff or whatever and ruining everybody's night, it's his job to remove them from the premises, right? But that's not actually the case, is it, with a lot of bouncers? If anything, you find that they've got authority and they abuse it. Much like any kind of authority that's vested in anyone, it's likely to be abused. And this is where personal responsibility comes in. And this is part of the importance of Mark Passio's work. And of course, now that it comes to it, your own work, Jay, because I think it was Mark Passio that helped to bring you out of how you were living and get into this sort of productive cycle.
Well, that's not really true. I was awake and aware of my mind control programming for essentially 6 years before I met Mark. And then we formed a partnership of activism, and he started the Free Your Mind Conference, which I basically just encouraged him to do that. And, you know, the Free Your Mind Conference didn't happen this year, but it looks like 2019 it will happen. One of the main organizers, John Vibes, of he does many different things, but his main work right now is, why am I having a brain cough?
Is it because you didn't have brain coffee?
No, I actually have some coffee. I'm trying to think of what John Vibes does, but he has several websites where he gets the information out. For some reason, I can't remember what he's doing, but he's written a few books on the information of the controlling billionaires and trillionaires throughout history. That's information you have to learn, but know thyself is the information that the dark occult has hidden from people, especially since the era of political Christianity, starting in 325 A.D. at the Council of Nicaea. There's 50 miles of books under the Vatican in hermetically sealed rooms with temperature and humidity control. They, through the Roman Empire, through every empire, when they would conquer an indigenous people or a rival empire, they would steal their libraries and take them to Rome. And people think that the Library of Alexandria got burnt to the ground and all those scrolls and books got destroyed. No. That was the cover story used by Julius Caesar and also by the Christians 400 years later in the story of the destruction of the Library at Alexandria.
It's like an old school false flag. Sounds like a Reichstag burning.
Oh, absolutely.
Did they by chance blame somebody for it and then go and invade them as a pretext?
But, you know, it's all at the Vatican. All the codexes by the Mayans, they all ended up at the Vatican. Okay? Basically, Serco runs there's five governments in the world: Britain, Canada, United States, Australia, and New Zealand, which make up the Five Eyes intelligence operation networks, and they're run by Serco, which is the Senior Executive Service, which is a private corporate. These are the International New World Order people who who have infiltrated and taken over your government, and those that are elected cannot do anything to stop these people. I mean, Obama, before he left office, appointed for life 9,000 senior executive service officers to the federal government in practically every department. And these people get paid more than the vice president. They give themselves bonuses. They give themselves raises. And they don't listen to the elected officials. They are the shadow government in Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and they are crown agents. They work for the Queen, and she works for Vatican. And all I got to say is Nelson Mandela was a member of the Knights of Malta. And when you take a look at the Knights of Malta and the Jesuits and the pharaonic supposed Jewish people, they're all waving hello at you. It's all one big club, and you're not in the club. But we shall see what happens with the advent of the Internet and the fact that it's crunch time for the human race. Either we get our freedom back from these mind-controlled SRA victims, and that's what they are. These people are sick. They are secondary psychopaths due to being tortured in the programmable state when they're in a hypnagogic state. They are not human anymore, and they have fourth-dimensional entities or consciousness attached to them. They are dangerous. They're killing the planet and humanity. And right now, I know a lot of people don't believe that Donald Trump is the quote-unquote messiah. But let me say this, Vinny. He's a rabid Zionist who is a bankrupt casino owner. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? What I'm saying is, we have a condition on this planet called salvationism. It's being taught by a lot of corrupted religions. If Mark Passio did an excellent presentation, Fake Ass Christians. I recommend everybody go to What on Earth is Happening and look at the presentation, Fake Ass Christians, because it gives the true esoteric or inside definition of Christianity and shows you exactly what those scriptures mean. If you're not doing the good works, you're not really a believer. You're a fence sitter, and you're lying to yourself. Because if you're an eternal being who has the spirit of creator in them, you are fighting hammer and tong, tooth and nail, this corrupt system, which, for one thing, bans the cure for cancer, one of the cures for cancer, cannabis oil, Rick Simpson oil, and allows 17.5 million people to die in suffering and agony a year worldwide. 17.5 million people are put to the sword, literally, for the dark occult demons. And when somebody dies of cancer, they spend all their money and give it to the medical establishment, and their families emotionally suffer and produce what's known as loosh. Loosh is the energy of unhappiness, the energy of dissatisfaction that the dark occult gods live off of. They literally eat the suffering of human beings, and human beings have a society where, you know, 2/3 of the human race live in dirt floor huts with no education, no running water, no health care, no nothing. 2/3. There are, Oxfam said, 80 people can be put in a double-decker bus today, and their wealth equals the lowest half of the whole human race. 3.5 billion people equal, the lowest 3.5 billion on the planet, equal in wealth, 80 people at the top. So what's going on here? We think that Bill Gates is a hero. We think that George Soros is a hero because they have billions and billions of dollars and they control so many foundations and stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, these men are not heroes. These men are murderers. When we cost $80 billion a year, $80 billion a year to eradicate hunger in this world and the suffering that goes along with it, $80 billion a year, and yet it's not being done. One of the things our buddy, Donald Trump, and I reserve judgment of Trump until the Inspector General report comes out. But what he did when he came in to office, Vinny, two things he did in the first week. One, he ended America's participation in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a globalist organization based on control of trade and commerce that the UN had put together. He said, no, we're not going there, and said no to it. That was a huge blow to the dark cult New World Order. I mean, cost them trillions of dollars, an infinite amount of bureaucracy and control. But he also, in the first week, Vinny, authorized $1.5 trillion to the military-industrial complex, Lockheed, General Electric, you know the players, Martin Marietta. $1.5 trillion to totally revamp America's nuclear weapons systems. $1.5 trillion. The president did this, not Congress that has the quote-unquote control of the purse strings, but the president did that. So that, and if you look at who we put in office, it's all CFR, it's all Trilateralist Commission, it's all Goldman Sachs, it's the same old thing. It's always
license, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that he's obeying them. And if you look at North Korea, you got to say, why is it that Obama cannot make peace in the world and just get rid of ISIS and get rid of the nuclear problem in North Korea, but stupid reality TV show host Donald Trump can do it? There's something different about Donald Trump, but we'll have to see where this is going. It could be a theme. It could be, I show you this, what you want to see, the second American Revolution, while behind your back, I'm authorizing $1.5 trillion for new nuclear weapons. All right? It could be a bait and switch. We don't know until the indictments for Hillary Clinton and the other perpetrators of the coup against Donald Trump with this fake Russian collusion story. It's just a made-up story to impeach Donald Trump and put in the accused pedophile neocon, okay, Mike Pence. And there are people on the web saying that he's a blood-sacrificing pedophile. And I mentioned this at Free Your Mind 5, that Donald Trump didn't make the peace and freedom movement, and he's not going to destroy it. And you are a fool to go looking for a savior, except the salvation which comes from a true knowledge of natural law and the Godhead. If you know real philosophy and real spirituality and actually walk out on it, you're going to know God, because you'll be meditating, you'll be praying, you'll be doing the actual work of putting down these liars and these dark occultists. Because if you know the truth, you can't sit on the couch and watch television night after night. It's not available. to someone who is awake to the love of the true source energy of our being, okay, doesn't matter what flavor culturally you put on it, whether it's Buddhist, Hindu, whatever flavor culturally you want to put on it, there is a core of truth. It's called natural law. It doesn't bend for anybody. It doesn't compromise for anybody. It takes 100% commitment. But if you commit to natural law and to living a life based on growth of consciousness and truth, you will know the truth and you'll be free. So over to you.
There was a number of points that you raised there that I kind of want to clarify for people.
Sure.
Now, psychopaths, for example, enjoying other people's pain and suffering and things like that. Now, there's a physiological reason for this. Because they're primate brain and mammal brain aren't operating as much as, say, their reptilian cortexes, it means the vast majority of their interactions with life have to do with activation of the reptilian cortex, which is usually activated through violence, sex, and extreme conditions. So you'll find a lot of psychopaths and extreme narcissists become adventure sportsmen and things like that, or stuntsmen and what have you, because they need to get that rush, otherwise they feel empty, they feel nothing. Okay, but because they feel empty and feel like nothing without it, depending on the power and monetary level of that psychopath, they'll be willing to go to even more and more extremes on either end of depravity and carnal desire in order to achieve their desired rush to the reptilian fight or flight cortex. That's why you've got people who hurt and kill and suffer and lie and cheat and destroy and do all of that kind of thing, because it's the only way they can feel alive. And that's why they try to get people to love them, because they can't, because they know that they're empty. They can only experience love from an external source, either somebody saying, I love you, you're so great, you're so wonderful, or somebody actually giving their body to you, that kind of thing. Event, again, stroking the very, very fragile, virtually non-unexistent ego, like there's almost nothing else inside the shell other than the ego, which is very, very weak, very, very easy to manipulate, and very, very easy to offend. And that's why when they get offended, when they get attacked, they instantly go into full-on rage mode. They will say anything about you. They will twist anything you've said or even completely make up anything. They will do things that you couldn't even imagine anybody ever doing to you, because you just said, hey, I think you're wrong about that, and here's these facts that actually prove it. Oh, you're an enemy of mine. I'm going to destroy your life. You know, and that's how it works. And that's where the term getting caught with Mike Pence down. Now, the way that they try to control society is essentially by destroying the past. How you control an individual is you tell them what they are and you give them no option but what you've told them, okay? If you destroy history, you can make it up as you go along, which is perfect if you are somebody who makes everything up as you go along, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and it's a script from Hollywood. Tavistock Institute and the Dark Occult write this script, and then through their media and through academia and all the false religions, they get everybody to march lockstep to the script, to the false reality of Assad used chemical weapons in Douma. Well, no, he didn't. There's no proof of that. It's a total lie to start a war. And the deep state lives off of war. They live to kill human beings. Well, Donald Trump is trying to stop that. And it's not Trump. It's the power brokers behind the throne. It's people who know the white papers of the Illuminati and the bankers and have read them from the Trilateralist Commission and from the Council of Rome and the Bilderberg Group. They mean to destroy the human race. So we have to fight them now. And supposedly there are people inside the Washington establishment that are trying to do this coup d'etat against the Illuminati controllers with Donald Trump as their figurehead. Now, we're going to find out, Vinny, in the next 2 months, the Inspector General report comes out. It's 1,200,000 pages long. It's all about the corruption of the late Obama administration, Uranium One treason. There's just so much corruption. You know, pick a crime, any crime. $21 trillion is missing. $21 trillion is missing. And Barack Obama, in 8 years, doubled the national debt by $10 trillion. In 8 years, over $1 trillion a year added to the national debt. And we got nothing for it. Not a bridge built, not a road built, not a space exploration mission done. Nothing. $10 trillion. Where did that money go? And then on top of it, we have $21 trillion missing from the DOD and from HUD. So the corruption, as, you know, Alex Jones would say, they're ripping the copper pipes out of the walls. That's what these criminals are doing. So the time to sit back and say, I don't have to do anything, is long over. 800,000 children disappearing in America every year. We don't know what happens to these children. Are they being used for human sacrifice? Are they being used as sex slaves? What's going on? 800,000 children disappear a year, and nobody says jack about it in the mainstream media? 750,000 people a year die from just contacting the medical establishment. They die from problem B when they came into the doctor's office with problem A. And problem B was given to them by the doctors, by the system. Either wrong drugs, misdiagnosis, bad surgery. The list is endless. 750,000 people in America die from, I believe it's called ethnogenic illness or something like that. But it essentially means that you were killed by the medical establishment, not the condition you had. But I just want to say, with the internet, people are waking up to the corruption, but that's not where the game is going to be won. That's not where we're going to get victory against these evil people. As I like to say, and you understand this too, the Illuminati want us to think about them no matter what. Focus on our evil. Aren't we big and powerful? No, I want to focus on what the Creator has given me and what my mission in life is and fulfill that positive mission. I don't want to look at your junk. And sure, I keep an eye on it because I have a radio show and I want to tell people whether they're being hosed or not. Like, you know about this QAnon phenomenon, right?
I actually have heard about it and went to myself, more like just mental exhaustion at the thought of, do I really have to bother looking into this?
Yes, you do.
Ah, damn it.
Just look deep into the toilet and watch it go round and round and you'll be hypnotized. All I'm saying about the Q phenomenon, it's very simple. When it actually started, it was cicada, and it was genuine, and it was an American intelligence media talks about this. Back in October of last year, it was real genius-level cryptographers that were, you know, way, way out there in the NSA world. But then it got taken over, and it changed into a Republican, rah-rah, Trump sounding board. And I believe there's a good chance that it's actually being run by Jared Kushner. But what I'm saying with the Q phenomenon, what is it really? It's a Q conservative, pro-Trump vision of this world to produce a mastermind. You get 50 million people, 25 million people focusing on the same information, you form what's known in esoteric circles as a mastermind. So that's what it is.
Coming back to some of the things you were talking about, 800,000 children going missing every year in the United States, rumor has it that almost every time a child would go missing, the milk bottles would start to have that child's fate put on them. You don't see that anymore because there's so many children going missing, they don't have enough milk bottles in circulation to put the
fucking fate. Well, also, they don't want people looking at that.
And this goes to, if you've got that many bodies, where would you get rid of them? Well, it turns out that when Ray Kroc, the alleged founder of McDonald's who stole the idea off the McDonald's brothers, sold his franchise idea, he sold it to Masonic lodges and Shriners and all of these kind of things. And so they've got huge shares in the McDonald's machine. If you had to get rid of a lot of meat and bone and you had to get it out into society without them noticing what it was, who would be the people you'd really want to talk to? Why, the people who have the meat processing plants at McDonald's. And then what happens? Somebody tests the frickin' meat patties and they find out that there's human DNA in it. You're eating your children when you go to McDonald's, folks, and they are laughing at you. That's some scary stuff.
We don't know really if it's the abducted children, 800,000 a year, or it's just the babies from the abortion clinics. But either way, esoterically, spiritually, it's producing cannibalism, which from mad cow disease, we can tell what happens to a human being when it ingests human DNA. It's not good. It's not what we're meant to do. So,
and incidentally,
when you feed cows,
human DNA in the geoengineering streams as well.
The biggest ecological disaster is GMO, and the biggest physical disaster, of course, is the chemtrail spraying of geoengineering, because these nanoparticulates and the cancer virus that they're spreading with it. The Morgellons disease, but the aluminum buildup will get to a point where there will be no intake of water by plant life. When you get enough aluminum, nano aluminum, there 20 million tons are sprayed worldwide per year. They have done experiments. They've done cultures from beached whales and found that the aluminum content in their bodies is staggering. And all I have to say about the whales, look at the Pacific being destroyed by Fukushima. There were 53 types of kelp in Northwest Pacific around Vancouver. Now there are only 3 types of kelp. We lost 49 types of kelp, whatever it is. We cannot crab in California anymore because the radiation levels are too high. We have no sardines in the Pacific around southern Alaska because it's totally ecologically collapsed. 40% of the phytoplankton, which is the biggest oxygen producer in the world, is gone. 40% of the phytoplankton, which whales and other sea mammals live off of, is gone. 40% of the ozone layer is gone because of geoengineering using HAARP. Every time HAARP is used, a little more of the ozone layer is pushed out into space. We don't have any more time to not be active. We're going extinct in the next 5 years.
I was speaking with a musician, and we came up with the idea for a T-shirt, and it said, Some people choose good. Some people choose evil. Others sit on the fence. We're just trying to burn the fence down.
Amen. Ra. It's amazing. We say amen after we pray, and we don't realize we're saying the name of an Egyptian god. What's up with that? What does that Egyptian god represent, Vinny?
Because Christianity is the oldest religion known.
Well, everything goes back to the Hindus. Everything goes back to astrology and astrotheology. I mean...
Well, that was another thing. When somebody was telling me about this, there was something like seven crowns upon blah, 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 or whatever. And there's all these people that come out every year because some Bible prediction's about to come true. Sure enough, the prediction comes true, but nothing actually happens or changes. All right. And the reason why that is because just like the Mayans were able to predict, you know, stuff with their calendars and everything like that, the Bible is coded as well, but it's astrologically coded. So when things happen in the stars and what have you, there ain't necessarily anything happening in the physical world here. The metaphysical world, on the other hand, there's something changing every day when you are underneath the rays of the sun, ladies and gentlemen. It sends energy to you, and it's been shown that during periods of high solar activity, you also have massive spikes in people's depression, suicide, violence, wars breaking out, and things of this nature. So the stars and all of that are affecting us. But it doesn't mean that every single time one of these little astrological projections comes to pass that the world frickin' ends, or you even have to prepare for it or whatever, you know, or be afraid of it. I think, if anything, having predictions about things that haven't happened yet, even our orderly extinction within the next 5 years, shed your fear of it. Take action against it. Then you can change that possible future as the actual lesson. Not be very afraid, be very, very afraid and worry and hoard stuff to yourself and like tell everybody that they've got to repent now and that kind of thing. That's called being crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Fear will drive you crazy, especially in a crowd, and people come to their senses on their own. And it was Hemingway who once said that the world is a fine place. And worth fighting for. I agree with the second part. This is a very profound statement, ladies and gentlemen, because there is bad stuff in this world. But it doesn't mean that this world ain't worth fighting for.
Absolutely. And I just want to say that because of the internet, the dark occult, which of course the internet is the worldwide wiretap. It's a data mining system. Okay, it's to build files on every human being to see who gets to go to the FEMA camp, who needs to be exterminated, and who can be re-educated in the communist New World Order. All I have to say, Vinny, is the internet has changed everything. If we get indictments in America... In the next 2 months, when the IG Inspector General report comes out showing the corruption, if we get indictments of these corrupt players in the Obama administration and the Trump administration, then we've got a shot, a real shot, that there is a genuine coup d'etat against the Illuminati going on. If it doesn't happen in the next 2 months, then we, the people, have to make it happen. We cannot stand by and let 5G come in. It's physiologically, this is a weapon system. It's a weapon system. Do your homework. I mean, 50% of the problem that we have in this country with people right now in this younger generation, they are vaccine damaged. I mean, if you do the research, the vaccine, you can't have drinking water with more than 3 parts per billion of mercury in it. Yet, a 2-day-old infant can be injected with a vaccine which contains 50,000 parts per billion of mercury. Oh, don't you think that causes brain damage and neurological damage? Sure it does. But look at the bright side. When they're damaged, they become customers for life of the medical establishment. If you study Serco, if you study the Crown agents, and there's wonderful information now being given on American intelligence media, AIM, and just Google on YouTube, American Intelligence Media, go to their websites, read the articles. Some of the times I don't like the way they present the information, but they have some excellent researchers, and they are getting to the belly of the beast internationally, the way the corruption of the bankers and the global industrialists, military-industrial complex operate. And Serco and Crown agents is at the heart of it. But England, in the donation of King John, I believe it was 1215, donated everything from the Crown to the Vatican and gave Vatican legal title over everything the Crown owns. Now, the Crown Corporation owns 1/6 of the landmass of the planet. Inequality of distribution of resources by these trillionaires and these Illuminati billionaires is killing the planet. It's killing the planet. They're herding us into cities. For what reason? Could it be to get rid of us? They have robots now. They don't need us. They have AI coming in. They don't need us. So, you know, stop saying to yourself, you know, they would never do this. No, you would never do this. They would do it in a heartbeat. Because after we're gone, I'm an Illuminati fiefdom. I'm going to get Pennsylvania as my estate. My personal estate will be the state of Pennsylvania. And this world is run by 200,000 people. It's written about in the book Superclass. 200,000 people basically own and run this planet. And we're going to find out in the next 2 months whether Donald Trump is for real or whether he's just, look at all the good things I'm doing for patriots while the knife is being inserted into your back. Going to find out.
That's why you never pull a weapon on somebody in anger, because they can take that. There's a chance then, because they can take that weapon away from you and turn it back on you. This is how the internet's actually, I think, starting to work, is that it was a weapon of mass surveillance that got pulled out on us, but now people are mass surveilling the elite.
Excellent way to put it. But true.
Right. And there's this passage of the Bible which was misquoted, and Jordan Peterson did a wonderful translation of it recently. The meek shall inherit the earth. Now, the word meek, actually, as it was supposed to mean, was a completely different word. And the meaning of that word had nothing to do with the meaning of meek. What it actually meant was somebody who had a very sharp sword and knew how to use it, but always kept it sheathed.
Mm-hmm.
They will inherit the earth.
And what we're talking about is true Mark Passio attitude. Take no crap, give no crap. And walk in a ever-increasing fellowship with mankind, especially give your efforts to people who are trying to save humanity and the planet. Do not put your efforts to people that aren't doing anything. It's time for the light workers and the patriots of the world to unite and come together and in mutual support. Don't throw your pearls before the swine. When you want to wake somebody up, use medical information. Okay? Fluoride, cancer. I mean, 98 million people have cancer virus because the polio vaccines In the 60s and 50s, according to the CDC website, were tainted with SV40 cancer virus, a cancer virus which is passed down generation to generation. So, wonderful. We have customers for life. The cancer business is $200 billion a year in America alone. We're making money, Vitti. So what if the cattle die? That's what they're here for. They're here to serve our bottom line.
We're slaves, and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, ladies and gentlemen. If I call you a slave, make no mistake, I am not discluding myself from that categorization. I am a slave. I have a birth certificate. Somebody owns me. But just because somebody owns me doesn't mean they can control everything that I do with my day, because that is ultimately up to me. And sometimes it's possible for those who are technically slaves to rebel, to escape the plantation, and in some cases abolish slavery. However, I don't think that slavery has ever been abolished even once. It's actually only just changed its veneer. It's like, no, 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 you're not a slave. I'll see you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. You know, it's just one point that I wanted to raise here is the concept of communication. All right, let's say we have disagreements between right and left, or Republican and Democrat, or New Zealanders or Americans or something like that. Indeed, the only reason why you have differences that you fight over is because you don't communicate these differences to each other and listen to one another. All right? The whole reason for conflict everywhere at all times is people refusing to communicate about stuff because they're too fucking immature. All right. And that's basically it. We got to grow the fuck up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just grow up. All right. Your parents didn't, most likely. They didn't raise you proper, most likely. But now you got a choice. Once you realize that that's a reality, you can change it. And you have a responsibility
to. The more people that assume responsibility for their lives and actually get involved in the spreading of information, especially, I keep hammering this on my radio shows, Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, Kevin Trudeau, there's so many good people on YouTube for free giving you knowledge that the dark occult has hidden from the human race for thousands of years. Knowledge of self is self-empowerment. Stop watching TV. TV is poison for your subconscious, because the subliminals in television are nothing but the worst stuff from the New World Order. So the first thing you have to do is get off your TV addiction and open up a book. Reading is the best way to get information into your subconscious and conscious minds. And Joe Dispenza, read two of his books, How to Break the Habit of Being Yourself and You Are the Placebo. It'll change your life. Go to my website, thecenterpath.weebly.com, and I have a section called Consciousness, where I ask you to watch 27 hours of consciousness-raising videos done by people like Dispenza, Lipton, Greg Braden, a host of people. But they're just YouTube links to what's already on the web. And I say, give me 2 hours a night, and in 2 weeks, I'll change your perception about reality and about who you are and what you are and where you are. And every person that's taken me up on that, Vinny, and watched my consciousness-raising videos, and they're not mine, they're different experts in their various fields, has changed their perception and gotten onto the center path, or what Mark Passio calls begun the great work. And the great work is getting in alignment and harmony with true freedom and true individual responsibility for your life and its work.
It's the Charlotte's Web magnum opus. That's what great works is in Latin. And I found that the reason why dark occultists have managed to keep this secret is because only certain people who've been indoctrinated to a certain level, who've been who've come into the club, are capable of possessing and spreading that information, and only within the club members up until recently. And so what's happening now is we're capable of getting life-changing information without the associated indoctrination or corruption that was normally required of us. This means powerful information, world-changing information, is passing into the hands of people who would actually want to do some good with it, who would actually want to do some good with themselves, rather than use that information to do some good only for themselves and to prevent others from accessing it, right? That's basically what we're talking about here. And I was thinking lately that there's a bunch of old TV shows, right, that we all binge watch on occasion, right? And I thought to myself, what if I binge watch something that would actually enlighten my consciousness or whatever? Like, what if I wasn't watching this movie again for the fourth time in a couple of years or something like that? What if I spent maybe 1 minute extra a day or 1 hour extra a week doing something to enhance my consciousness, right? What if I attended YouTube University, where people are now getting access to something that would normally cost you thousands upon thousands of dollars in debt for effing free? And that's the thing that's probably the most interesting aspect of YouTube as well, is that simultaneously as people are getting shut down and censored and things of that nature, other things are coming through. Now, we came up with an analogy one time on the show. It might have been with Dr. Bruce Lipton. I forget who it was, but I said foolishly that humanity is kind of like a spring. Our freedom is like a spring. The more you hold it down and that kind of thing, the more tension is on that spring, and it's just going to pop back out again. You've got to keep holding it down. And he said, no. Let's use an organic example. What if it's a water spring? What happens when you try to push water that keeps coming up down? It starts cutting out rock to the sides of it. It starts spurting out in different places where you could not even conceive of it. It finds a way. It finds the easiest path. And it doesn't matter how hard you hold it down, it will come to the surface eventually, no matter how hard it has to try. That's humanity, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that encouraging?
Yes, it is. And one of the best talks Bruce Lipton ever gave was at the Uplift 2012 conference, which can be found on YouTube. I believe the heading is "The Most Important Thing You'll Ever Watch," but it's Bruce Lipton, Uplift 2012. Great 1 hour lecture. But when they pull away at the end of the lecture from the dais, from the podium, whatever, he's in an airplane hangar with about 10,000 people, and they were cheering all through the talk. And you're like, wow, 10,000 awake and aware people at this one conference? And we have had conferences, and we have had information shared over the web now since 9/11. 9/11, for a lot of people, was the straw that broke the camel's back. And what I'm saying now is, you know, either Trump puts up or shuts up in the next 2 months. Okay? End of story. I don't want to hear it anymore. You know, Hillary Clinton has been guilty of espionage violations of federal law. Everybody knows about it. Yet she doesn't get indicted because of the billions of dollars, the slush fund that was the Clinton Foundation. Okay? Everybody's tied into it. The corruption in the United States, Vinny, is $30 trillion worth of corruption. It's astronomical. Now we have 25,000 sealed indictments at the Department of Justice. Nobody knows who they are. Are they pedophiles? Are they MS-13? Who is getting all those indictments? We don't know yet. But one thing we do know, that Trump has filled his administration full of the same players as usual. And he just not listening to them 100%. Like when they say stay in the Paris Accords for climate change, he says no. And totally shuts down the whole carbon scam. Okay, that's a good thing Trump did. But it's just like the $1.5 trillion for new atomic bombs and nuclear weapons for the military-industrial complex. Really, take a look at Donald Trump with a clean set of glasses. Don't follow this, pre-Civil War hype of he's the God Emperor Savior and the Democrats are the communist devil.
Mm.
You're going to find people...
We've come to break, and that's already the show's over with. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. And we'll see you again sometime at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. And check out thecenterpath.weebly.com to check out Jay's works. And donate to The Vinnie Eastwood Show and American Freedom Radio via Patreon. Catch you later, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Next 6 months. Simply Clean Food's primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's www.simplycleanfoods.net today.
American Survival Wholesale is a proud sponsor of the American Freedom Radio. And when you purchase quality products from AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, you help support this program. Our quality non-GMO foods do not contain MSG, high fructose corn syrup, or heavy metals. At American Survival Wholesale, you can choose from over 8,000 quality products, including self-defense weapons, bug-out bags, and long-term storable food at wholesale prices. We also have custom food packs available, including gluten-free, dairy-free, and vegetarian packs. If we don't have it, you don't need it. American Survival Wholesale is a veteran-owned and operated company, which also supports our veterans in need, and we are very active in disaster relief. If you would like to become a distributor, please email us at bugoutamerica@usa.com or call 818-720-0759. We offer free consultations to answer all your questions. Do it today while things are calm. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
And when we're not invading some sovereign nation or setting it on fire from the air, which is more fun for our Nintendo pilots, then we're usually declaring war on something here at home. Did you ever notice that about us? We love to declare war on things here in America. Anything we don't like about ourselves, we declare war on it. We don't do anything about it. We just declare war on it. It's the only metaphor we have in our public discourse for solving problems, declaring war. We have to declare a war on everything. We have a war on crime, the war on poverty, the war on litter, the war on cancer, the war on drugs. But you ever notice? We got no war on homelessness. Huh? No war on homelessness. You know why? There's no money in that problem. No money to be made off of the homeless. If you can find a solution to homelessness where the corporate swine and the politicians could steal a couple of $1 million each, you'd see the streets of America begin to clear up pretty quick. I'll guarantee you that. I will guarantee you that.
I'm telling you, you gotta support American Freedom Radio because this government is getting out of hand. Wall Street won't loan them my money. The CIA are cutting into my drug running and my gun running. Big Pharma's psychotropic drugs are making my customers commit suicide before my hitmen can even whack them. And then they get depressed and get prescribed psychotropic drugs and commit suicide too. They're trying to become the biggest game in town. When you pay them protection money, you don't even get protected. I get unpaid taxes, and if I can't find the money, the IRS are gonna take my thumbs. I got a mandatory flu vaccine, and now I'm autistic. I reported a vaccine reaction, and the doctor told me to forget about it.
What have I ever done to have them treat me so disrespectfully?
There's only one way to get the government off our backs, and that's to support American Freedom Radio. Capiche? So what are you gonna do? You're gonna go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and give them some legal tender they can't refuse.
Launch sequence initiated.
The approach phase, everything looking good. Ready to remove the old output.
Five, 4, 3, 2, 1.
American Freedom Radio.